learning the laws of Hilchos Tefillah. The Mechaber tells us, Yosef Karo states, the Yishtadel Adam L'Spalel B'Beis HaKnesses Ima Tzibur, that a person should try to make every effort as possible to make sure to come to Shul, to Davin, with a minyan. Apparently that means even if it's raining outside, you still have to come to Shul. V'im hu Adus Sheni Yochel B'Beis HaKnesses, if it's beyond one's control, a person cannot make it to Shul for whatever reason. We'll see in a moment the reasons the Mishnah Berurah provides for us, which are valid excuses, and which aren't. Yechavein l'spalel b'shosh asim b'spalem. Then, at the very least, you should daven by yourself, but daven at the same time that the shul is davening. What's considered to be an ace ratzon, the best time to daven is with the minyan, even if you're not there with them. It's brought down in the Eshel of Avraham. He asked the question, because of the importance, the seriousness of davening with a minyan, the question is presented, what happens if you're a moel, right? You're involved in, that's your profession, you do Brit Milot, and someone tells you that you have this mitzvah to perform, however, by you performing it, you'll end up missing out davening with a minyan. So he says that it's a davar pashut, it seems to me very obvious, that nidcha mitzvah rabbah, that you should certainly perform this mitzvah of Bris Milah. You should do that, which is, of course, a Torah-bound mitzvah, and forsake the mitzvah, the Rabbanon, of davening, even though you're not going to be davening with a tzibor, at least you'll be davening by yourself, and at least you'll be performing this mitzvah. However, he says, Achmet Shubas Beis Yehuda, not everyone agrees with this, and actually some say, Kibun de ein hachiv alav, since you do not yourself have this obligation, ki'im al avaben, actually the obligation of a bris meal is not upon the guy you hired to do the bris, it's actually on the father. Pshitale the asuk b'tfil mitzibor, he feels that's the opposite. You should still daven with a minyan, even though you're being told to perform this mitzvah, so it can wait, let it wait. He says, and certainly kol shekin l'shmo mikra megillah, certainly, if it comes to the choice between davening with a minyan or davening or hearing the Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah, in that situation, you should also read the Megillah first, even before the bris. Now, it's brought down, the Maksas HaShekel explains, based on a Gemara in Brachos, the significance of the order of preference. In fact, the Gemara tells us the story of a person by the name of Yitzchak, that he turned to Rav Nachman and asked him why he wasn't in shul one day. Right? He was wondering what happened to him. And he said, unfortunately, Rav Nachman said, unfortunately, I couldn't make it. Apparently, he was sick. And then he said, L'kanfei l'mar sara al-masli. Then if you couldn't make it to shul because you weren't feeling well, you weren't up to it, then you should at least gather 10 people in your home in daven. And this, he said, I couldn't do that because tirchli milsa, that would be too much of a trouble, it would be too difficult. And then finally he said, well, you should afterwards, if you couldn't have done that, at least you should have davened at the same time that the shul davened, even though you couldn't make it. So based on those words, the Maksas HaShekel brings down, which is in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Mashman implies, De'im eshel is asif asara, if you're able to gather 10 people to create a quorum in your home, adif, dehatchila, apparently that's more important than davening at the same time that a larger minion is davening of the Ace Ratzon by yourself. Because after all, this is the language of the Gemara, that the first thing he was told to do was l'hachnev asara, to gather 10 people, even though it's a small group. And if he couldn't do that, afterwards he said, shi'espal b'shosh ha'asivir m'espalim. If you couldn't do that, at least daven at the same time everyone else is daven. So according to the Maksas HaShekel, the best thing to do is if you couldn't make it to shul to try to gather a small minyan, that's even more important than davening at the same time, let's say, where another minyan, which is thousands of people, are davening. Okay. Continuing with the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah defines what exactly is considered to be an anus. What is something which is an accident, or something which is beyond one's control that a person is not able to go into the shul, not able to attend services. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu shitosh kocho av she'enu chole," referring to someone who is weak, even if it doesn't mean that they're sick, even if you're not sick, but if you're just not feeling strong enough to go to shul, that's also a valid enough reason not to attend. V'him onus mamon, what happened if the reason is because of money? Shemechamas hishtadlusel espalim et sibur yevodei hefsid. You have a choice. You can come to Minyan, but if you come to Minyan, it's going to cost you a tremendous financial loss. So what should you do? Should you daven with a Minyan, perhaps lose a lot of money? Or perhaps halacha is telling you that it's okay, you can skip davening with a tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah, believe it or not, says that yachal espal beveso biyachid o bevesach neses bo tzibur. That we know that Hashem has rachamim, he's chasal on the money of people, on the property of possessions of the Jewish people, and therefore if it's going to cost you a tremendous financial loss, then in that case it's okay, daven at home, or perhaps daven later in the shul, even though you missed the opportunity of davening with a minyan. However, he says there's a difference between incurring a loss and minyas revach, being able to gain a tremendous profit. That if you had the opportunity to skip minyan, and by doing so, you'll be able to make a tremendous profit, lo yimonim l'spali metzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, for that you should not skip the davening, because the chiluk yesh ben minyas revach v'ben hefsid mekiso. There's a difference between losing and the opportunity cost of potentially gaining. And then he brings down a story. The Mishnah Berurah, which is halachic based, tells us the following story of how we find how serious people took going to the Beis Hakneses. Shepam achas, that one time there was this great rav, Rav Zalman Merlish, who was the Av Beis Din, the head of the Beis Din Kehillas Kodesh in Hamburg, that he was going to shul Me'utav Batalis Utfilin Kedarko, as he always would go, wearing his tefillin and his talis. Obviously it was a weekday. Mepagabo Adam Echad, there was a person that encountered him on the road. Shehoyel Limchor Abanim Tovos, he was had some precious jewels, and he was going to sell them to this great rav, this great rabbi. V'ratza Shiyelech with Imo Leveso. So he said, "Rabbi, I know you're about to go to shul, but look at all these jewels. I want to sell them to you. So let's go. Let's turn around for a few minutes and go home." However, by going to his house, he would have lost the opportunity of davening with a minyan. The Hagon Heshivlo, and this great sage, said to him, "Shiyamtin, that I don't want to do that. Rather, wait for me at Shiavam Beis Hakneses. Let me go to shul first, and then afterwards, I'll be able to purchase these precious stones and jewels from you." Now the guy obviously was a little impatient, and he did not want to wait for this person. He sold these jewels to someone else. And as the story concludes, this person that these jewels were sold to was able to turn around and make a tremendous profit from selling them. So most people, after hearing this story, would be extremely distraught. You say, "You know what, I tried to do a mitzvah, decided to go to shul, I said I was going to wait, and I could have instead, if I purchased these tremendous jewels, I would have made a lot of money." However, listen to what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. V'samach hagon simcha gadol. When he found out that someone else bought them, an intern sold them and made a tremendous profit, this gon was extremely ecstatic. He was very happy. Why? Shehishlich menegin mamun rav avar tefilas tzibur. Because he said that I was able to withhold myself from the temptations of monetary gain in order to be able to daven with a tzibur, to be able to daven with a minyan. And therefore, such a gon, such a person, is considered to be praised. However, in conclusion, the Mishnah Berurah does tell us, as well as the Mechaber and Halacha, that a person, if they're unable to daven with a minyan, they should be able to at least daven at the same time, which is considered to be an Eis Ratzon. Now what happens in a situation, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and let's say, for example, a person knows that you missed the opportunity to daven at the time of Shacharis, but you know that they're about to daven Musaf. Is when you daven Shacharis alone, is that considered to be an Eis Ratzon when the tzibur is davening a different Shemoneh Esrei, that of Musaf? So says the Mishnah Berurah, it depends. The im mispal musaf bishar shasir mispal in shachris, that if the congregation is davening one tefillah and you're davening the other, lo mikri bishar shasir mispal, that's not considered to be an ace ratzon. It has to be the exact same shemone esrei. However, v'imispal imahem b'vesachneses, if this is occurring while you're physically in the shul with them, mikri tefillas atzibur, which means if a person would come late, let's say on Rosh Chodesh, to shul, and you're going to start your shacharis at the same time as the tzibur is davening musaf, that's considered to be an ace ratzon, and that's also considered to be the proper time. However, for a person outside of shul to daven a different tefillah at the same time as the tzibur, that's not considered an ace ratzon. Of course, in conclusion, it's important that a person should try, as the Mechaber says, to make the effort, the extra effort to come to shul, if it's not an onus, if it's not beyond one's control, otherwise at least to daven at the same time wherever you are with them. Adonai Chafetz Amasi Koyadil Torah Yadir Kaddish.